Splinters of sunlight pierce the morning mist at Hungry Point, a recreation spot on Petersburg's northern coast. A flock of scoters bob in the surf. They're large, dark sea ducks with white markings around their faces. Brad Hunter has his spotting scope trained on them.
What you're hearing right there is a black scoter. So there's three species of scoters: surf, white wing, and black. And the first two are the most predominant ones we have here. But the blacks are the ones that talk the most, so you know they're out there because you hear them.
Hunter doesn't need his sophisticated lens or even his eyes to know what types of birds are around him. He can identify many species in the region by sound alone.
Actually, being able to hear the birds, the sound identification, is a huge part of identifying what species is out there. Now, visually seeing them is a big part, of course, but when you hear their call, you hear their song, it's a very important identification.
Even when that song gets interrupted by other wildlife.
Well, there are birds on top of it. Sea lions.
Hunter has compiled Mitkoff Island's Christmas bird count data for the Audubon Society since the mid-90s. He says the group of about a dozen Petersburg birders had a remarkable inventory this year. Hunter is still finalizing the numbers, but by his latest figure, the group tallied a little over 9,000 birds around the island, and that was all in one day.
I think it's interesting. It's notable.
And it's not just the quantity that has Hunter so excited. The group also spotted an exceptional number of species at this year's count, 61, over their previous high of 57. Hunter says the air was thick with uncommon seabirds this year.
And there's also some seabirds that are still here. We typically do not get Bonaparte gulls on the Christmas bird count, but this year we had quite a few of them.
He doesn't know why there were so many birds out and about this winter, but his best guess is that recent warm weather might play a part.
We suspect part of it is that it's been such a warm fall that some of the birds that would have headed on south if ice had formed and lakes and ponds were frozen over have stayed around longer than normal.
The climate pattern known as El Niño is cycling warmer water through southeast Alaska. The resulting unseasonably calm weather is also making it easier for Petersburg's bird watchers to stay out longer. Hunter says his group has braved much worse conditions for the count in previous years.
We've had so many terrible weather days for Christmas bird count. It's hard to pick one of them out as the worst, but we've had some pretty bad ones where it's blowing 30, 40 and snowing mixed in with maybe a little rain, or the roads are all icy and deep snow, and it can be challenging some years.
Fair weather or not, Hunter says the count is important to him, and that's because the data bird watchers collect will help scientists better understand how bird populations are changing, and eventually, how to better protect them. He says the process of learning about regional birds is also meaningful to him.
And I just find it interesting for myself just to keep growing and challenging myself and learning more about them, and especially learning about them around here. Some people travel all over the world to see how many species they can find. My challenge for myself personally is to see how many I can find around home.
And that's what keeps him coming back year after year. The Audubon Society will finalize its data from the 124th annual Christmas bird count on January 5th, 2024. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.